What's the reason for this? What's the reason for this? I come into this association with you. Just for a moment. You're going to share this with me? I'm the reason why I'm here. You're going to listen to me? You're the reason why you're here. You ready? We are the reason of the perception of ourself in associations with what we want to see in reflections of light. About what we want to see about ourselves, and I have a very important introduction to this, which I want you to hear with me. Will you listen with me? Listen to what is happening within this universal idea of the singularity of yourself. Listen to what's happening. The reason for this world is you. Projection makes perception. The world you see is what you gave it. Nothing more than that. But though it is no more than that, it's not less. Therefore, I would strongly suggest to you that it's important. It is a reflected light witness to your state of mind. It's the outside picture of an inward condition. Listen, as a man thinketh, so does he perceive. Listen with me, therefore, seek not to change the world, but choose to change your mind about the world. Perception is a result, not a cause. And that is why order of difficulties in miracles or conversion of your light form is meaningless. Everything looked upon with vision is healed and holy. Nothing perceived without it means anything. And where there is no meaning, there is chaos and confusion and death. Listen, damnation is your judgment on yourself. And this you will project upon the world. See it as damned, and all you see is what you did to hurt the Son of God. If you behold disaster and catastrophe, you simply tried to kill yourself, to attack yourself. If you see holiness and hope, you join the will of God to set him free. Listen, you set him free. There is no choice that lies between these two decisions. And you will see the witness to the choice that you make. And you learn from this to recognize which one you want to choose. And you intend to learn from this, I trust, in the interlude by which we intend to represent ourselves in this reflection of light. In the visions of reflected ideas about myself that I intend to set up with you will give you, I trust, within our relationship with each other, a new idea about the totality of the converting going on actively in our ideas about ourselves. You listen with me about that? Look with me. The only concern that I can possibly be having in the idea of a reflection of light as pertaining to what you believe that I am within this setting of a storyline of a sequential idea of a relationship of light would be to show you on a continuing basis a method by which you can recognize your individual responsibility for what's occurring here. I am responsible for what I say. I am choosing the outcomes that I want in regard to the joy that I just felt in a better reflection of you. And everything that I'm seeing in that relationship is showing me a better picture of a previous continuity of story about myself that I had been telling myself as this human being. This projection of the possibility that I have been other than the entirety of the light that I'm able to see out in the universe. As I escape the reflected light of dark form that heretofore had constituted my relationship with you. Are you getting a reflection of this light? Do you have a good picture of the consciousness of the concept that you now hold about yourself that becomes a space-time location in which you hold yourself? And that you're holding yourself here, and that now you're observing that observation of yourself in the direction of holding that light reflection is healing for you. Okay. The decision that you have evolved in the idea of who you were have given you a new direction in the possibility that the reflection of light that we are offering each other as it increases in frequency of power of decision, we are more and more aware, all right, that the subject of what we are concerned about is not objective in our relationship with ourselves, but is undergoing virtually instantaneous conversion in the recognition that the reason for us to be here, okay, is to recognize who I am. The practice that you and I are employing together is for the sole reason within the idea of light of the consciousness of me is to recognize first my relationship with this world, then your relationship with me in our relationship with this world. Here's why. As long as I get a dark reflection of myself and the idea of who I am, how can I know who I am? How can I know where I'm going? How can I know where I've been? I walk around in a condition, we call this amnesia. I walk around in a condition of not being able to identify myself within the formulation, yet I persist in the idea that I'm me. Practice with me now in this new light conversion. Will you say to me, I'm me?
I'm me.
Are you you?
Yeah.
I thought I knew you. Now, there's no way, listen with me, I can be certain that I know you at that time, very simply because you're a projection of my mind, all right? Yet the projection of my mind can only be contained within reflections of light that indicate the possibility as I look out into the universe that I am perfectly well aware of the billions of stars and the galaxies that are out there. Yet it appears that the reflection of my light does not allow me to see it. So that the reason for why I am here is always obscured by dark reflections of light that make me unable at any single moment to get a reflection. There I had a good one. Oh, it changed. Yeah. Look with me. Now, it appears as though you're separate from me. Do you see that? You become a dark image of myself, and now I appear to be surrounded by all sorts of dark images, and I wonder why I'm afraid. I wonder why, in the containment of the idea of the power of my mind, to make decisions about what I want to see, it appears to me that the manner in which I'm observing myself is somewhere in space-time. Yet when I find myself there, it doesn't seem to me that as I look at you, you are not a separate condition from me in what I see, because you and I, in the reflections of light, that you have now decided to release your defense of the protection of yourself, are giving you a clear vision of what you want to see about me. Listen with me now. We're going to talk a little bit more about the reasonableness within the consciousness of yourself of what you want to see about yourself. Now, I'm going to talk about you. It had to be you, didn't it? I wandered around and I began to catch glimpses of you more and more within your perception of yourself. You see that? Then I would get a reflection of a light, perhaps, that flashed into my mind, and I quickly turned, and I peeked rather surreptitiously at the idea that it might be you. But by the time I got the reflection back within the light, there was no range of centering in which I could see you. You see that? Yet I have made a fundamental admission within the consciousness of myself that I am responsible for what I am saying and am making decisions. Listen to this. This is exciting because it's a description of the dark forms that are all around us. And I want you to enjoy it. I want you to enjoy it in this perspective. If you'll stop attempting to determine the outcome of the reflections of light that you're getting in this chaotic idea of the dream sequence that you're having about yourself, suddenly someone is going to appear in front of you that's going to give you a great deal of joy. Do you know who it's going to be? You. You're the one I'm looking for. Now, well, aren't you looking for this one over here? You watch me. The totality of reflection of light that surrounds us will cure, and I'm using the word cure in the idea of converting light, of the agency by which I am identifying myself as this body form. Trust, I am giving you a clear demonstration of my capacity through, we call him the Savior of the world, Jesus of Nazareth, my certainty that as I view you in the perspective of the conversion of your mind, I am the Savior of the world. Okay. Now, since in all of the universe there is only going to be one of us, I would ask you in the practice period, if you would softly, repeat with me. That's easy. I'm the Savior of the world. Yeah, did that seem reasonable to you? Maybe not. Maybe that moment perspective, it didn't seem reasonable to you that you are responsible for what you're seeing, are getting the outcomes that you want, and are deciding what you want in the perspective. Now, just for that moment, I felt a power of joy or love emanating from what appeared to be another object. Much to my surprise, since it was a thought energy, when I turned, it turned out to be you. That is, it was exactly the opposite of what I thought would happen. You see that? In the previous occasion, I was attracted by a thought within my own mind. And when I turned, you listening? All I was getting was a reflection of myself. Suddenly, deep within my mind, I heard, shall I use voice? I heard a voice calling me and saying, why don't you look over here? Now, this is a very common procedure in the growth of the maturity of the recognition that reflections of light that you're getting are actually over each moment within your sequence if you don't hold them together. What have you fundamentally admitted to me? You're the cause of it. Let's look together at the idea of how this world actually is looking to you, in the idea that just for this moment, in the mistake in regard to where you thought you were, has now been corrected. And you can see a new vision of yourself walking with me in this perspective of myself, as you now recognize your perspective of yourself, which turns out to be our perspectives of ourself in the singular realization of what we are. Listen, here it is. Watch this light. Never forget, this world, the sightless sea, must be imagined, for what it really looks like is unknown to them. They must infer what could be seen from evidence forever indirect, and reconstruct their inferences as they stumble and fall because of what they did not recognize, or look, or walk unharmed through open doorways that they thought were closed. So it is with you. You don't see. Your cues, I love that word, look, your cues, the ideas in your mind for inferences are obviously wrong, because each time you view yourself, it's a reflection of your own dark form. And so you stumble. You fall down upon the stones you did not recognize, but fail to be aware that you can go through the doors that you thought were closed, but which stand open before unseeing eyes, waiting to welcome you. Come on now. Why would you try to judge what could be seen instead, using the power of self-decision? It is not necessary to imagine what the world must look like. It must be seen by you in your mind before you recognize it for what it is. Now, listen with me. You can be shown which doors are open, and you can see where the safety lies, and which way leads to darkness, and which to light. Careful with me. Judgment of yourself will always give you false direction. But vision shows you where to go. Why do you want to try to guess what the result is going to be? There's no need for you to learn through all the loneliness and death that you're feeling. Gentle lessons are acquired very happily and are remembered gladly. What gives you happiness, you want to learn, I hope. It is not this you would deny. Look with me. Your whole question about the manner of the course of conversion in the miracle of your mind would be very simple for you if you actually found that the guy out there will bring you all the happiness you've ever been looking for within your own mind. If you believed it, the learning of this lesson would be no problem. Why? You're not a happy learner yet, because you still remain uncertain that vision gives you more than your idea of judgment does. And you have learned that both you cannot have. Listen with me, I want you to hear this. You can't see and you're not hearing, and the reflection of light that you're getting is totally meaningless. Now, the blind, you, as a conceptual idea of yourself, have become accustomed to your world by adjusting to it, and they think they know the way about it. They learned it not through joyous lessons, but through the stern necessity of limits they believed that they could not overcome. And still believing this, they hold these lessons about the reflection of their own light in body form dear, and they cling to them because they can't see, and they're afraid for a moment they might catch a glimpse of something else out there in the universe. They don't understand that the lessons are keeping them blind. They don't believe it. And so they keep the world they learn to see in reflection of light, in their imagination, believing that their choice is that or nothing. They hate this place, and I know you do too, and you're looking for the solution. And they learn through pain. And everything they think is in it serves to remind them that they are incomplete and bitterly deprived, and thus they define the life where they live. This is you now, adjusting to it as they think they must, afraid to lose a little that they have. And so it is with all who see the body as all they have and all their brothers have. They try to reach each other, and they fail, and they fail again. And they adjust to the loneliness they think is in their mind in association with somebody else's mind, believing that to keep the body is to save the little that you have. The adjustment that you caught a glimpse of there as we began to reason with each other about the possibility of the reasonableness that I have made a decision within my own mind to allow for a new perspective of what I wanted to see, okay, that contained the entirety of the responsibility. That if I can catch glimpses of you as another body form out there, recognizing that they're only in my power of mind, allowing them to change indiscriminately within the description of what I view as the body, I will be healed and whole and perfect as I was created. My, that was beautiful. I notice with a great deal of joy and happiness that you are beginning to recognize each other in the formulation of yourself. You see that? I want to be happy, but I know that I can't be until I make you happy too. And this is the song that I sang when we walked into this perspective together. And I'm going to be leaving you for just a moment. What I'm going to do, all right, you trust me just for a moment with this, I'm going to allow for a passage of a distance in the reflection of the light in which you had held yourself in the sequence of a definition of what appeared to be outside of you, in the recognition that available to you within the power of your mind to decide the outcome that you want was the immediacy of self-recognition. Can you hear me? I know who you are very well. You are well contained within the sequence of memories in this short 40,000 years that I remembered at the instant of the idea of the entirety of darkness. And while just for this moment in the sequence of time, the memory is not all-inclusive of before I came into this sequence and after I left. It's very obvious to me that you're the one I've been looking for. Will you listen? This particular song that you will hear later on in the idea that it had to be you. And in that idea that it had to be you, okay, you've been walking around with all of these figures of your mind going on, and the flashes of you that were not immediately in your perspective have been going on. You have decided within your own mind that an alternative may be available to you, even though you can't see it, because you have recognized that the power of decision is in yours to make. We'll be back in just a moment, and all of this is going to be entirely different than it was just a moment ago. Because God is going with us wherever we go. And the reflection of the love that you asked me to express to you, I intend to express. Very simply because of the love I'm feeling as we escape from this bondage of space-time. So we may say together, God, you bless us, each and every one in that bright reflection. You listen with me now.
Happen for the first time seem to be happening again, and so it seems that we have met. And laughed before, and loved before, but who knows where?
Listen. Perhaps you catch a hint of an ancient state not quite forgotten. Dim, perhaps, and yet not altogether unfamiliar. Like a song whose name is long forgotten, and the circumstances in which you heard completely unremembered. Not the whole song has stayed with you, just a little wisp of melody, attached not to a person or a place or to anything particularly, but you remember from just this one part. How lovely was the song. How wonderful the setting where you heard it, and how you loved those who were there and listened with you. The notes are nothing. No. Yet you have kept them with you, not for themselves, but as a soft reminder of what would make you weep, gently in joy, if you remembered how dear they are going to be to you in just a moment. Listen with me now, important. You could remember, yet you're afraid. You could remember, but you're afraid of the light. You believe you would lose the world that you have learned since then in your idea of yourself. And yet you know, deep within you, that nothing in the world you learned is half so dear as this. Listen now and see if you remember an ancient song you knew so long ago and held more dear than any melody you taught yourself to cherish since then. Beyond the body, beyond the sun and the stars, past everything you see and yet somehow familiar, is an arc of golden light that stretches as you look into a great shining circle. Look with me, and all the circle fills with light before your eyes, and the edges of the circle disappear, and what is in it is no longer contained at all. The light expands and covers everything, extending to infinity, forever shining, and with no break or limit anywhere. Look with me, within it, everything is joined in perfect continuity. Nor is it possible to imagine that anything could be outside, for there is nowhere that this light is not. This is the vision of the Son of God, who is who you are and that you know well. Here is the sight of him who knows his Father. Here is the memory of what you are, a part of this, with all of it within, and joined to all as surely as all is joined to you, except this reflection of light that can show you this and not the body that you seem to be getting. You know this ancient song and you know it well. And now, nothing will ever be as dear to you as this ancient hymn the Son of God sings to his Father still. And now the blind can see. And now the conceptual idea that you're a body can see. For that same song they sing in honor of their Creator gives praise to them as well. And the blindness of being trapped in space-time in the body that they made will not withstand the memory of this song. And they will look upon the vision of the Son of God, remembering who he is that they sing of. What is a miracle with this remembering? And who is there in whom this memory lies not? The light in one single idea of yourself awakens it in all. And when you see it in your brother, in a reflection of yourself, you are remembering for everyone in this sequence of time. There you are. There you are. Thank you. Thank you for that journey that has taken you momentarily beyond the idea. And as you are now reappearing in this sequence of time, you are coming entirely from outside of this frame of reference and are using a memory factor contained within your own mind that was the sole requirement for recognition of yourself. We're going to teach for just a little bit about this. And the reason that it's very individual in the changing of the frequency of the idea that you are reflected light are very simply this. The only true reality that you can ever be in all the universe is who you think you are. And since you are going to be everything that there is in the universe, whatever you think you are, in the momentary reflection of a misplacement of yourself in all of the universe, can only give you back what you want to see about yourself. This is true because the decision of what you want to see has been made by you in the consciousness of who you think you are within the dream sequence since the beginning of time. I'm appearing here now as a single individual. And by single individual, I mean singular in the idea of the reflection of light that you're getting about yourself in the recognition. I use the term Jesus because I love it. I use the term the necessity for me to recognize wholly within my own mind. Say to me, anyone.
Anyone.
Oh, good. The only one. Okay, I can use somebody if you want to, but you remember this, the somebody that I'm going to recognize cannot be different than the reflection of the somebody I'm getting as we come into this parameter. What happened in that interlude, okay, when we came together now in this sequence, which you are seeing, is very simply, there you are. We have set up parameters of reflections of light in which we intend to increase frequencies of the memories of thought that you, there John, is that you, that you're holding about yourself and are offering as alternatives within the arrangement of the light, all right? Just as you, in the picturization of yourself, are offering to this sequence of time pictures of light. Is this true, Claire? Claire is representing reflections of light, utilizing memories that are in other sequences of time. Because other sequences of time are going on everywhere within the galactic idea of who you are. The producer, Mitch, who has organized this sequence of time especially for you, in what happened on that interlude in which you began to remember with more distinction that ancient melody that we've been talking about is now available to you. And opening a new frequency of light, all it actually is memories of the entirety of the universe into which just for that moment there was a reflection of dark light, in which just for that moment it was dark. And since reality is the idea of light, there has always been within you a reflection of the retention of the conflict in the association of what is always over within your perspective, in the simple admission that there's only going to be one life, and that that one life is going to be you, and that I am responsible for the idea of what I am saying. You listen with me. Say to me, will you say this gently? Say to me, will you try it with me? Say to me, I think I'm losing my fear. Will you say that?
I think I'm losing my fear.
I'm glad. Because the requirement of attempting to recognize someone else out there, this is directly now from Jesus, who loves to teach. He loves to teach the idea of forgiving the association, even though you're not sure it's yourself. How do I know that? I'm an illuminant mind in the discipleship of teaching the recognition of the singularity of the power to make decision within the fabric of my mind. I am going to be that within the entirety of that reflection that you just accepted. You're the light of the world. Yes. I am the light of the world. I am responsible for what I am seeing. I am making that decision, and I'm recognizing you. Now, I actually did not even see you with your body form. I heard you in my mind in recognition of wanting to hear myself. Listen, this is called the Holy Spirit. The only one I could possibly hear in the power of light to make a decision is what I am in my own perception of myself, and necessitating the reasonableness that I know perfectly well, and you do too, within your own mind, about this ancient melody that you're going to sing to me right now, in recognition of yourself, in recognition of a lesson that you have learned in regard to accepting the responsibility for that. Boy, am I glad you showed up. Did you come from out of nowhere? Listen carefully. You were not there a moment ago. No, no. There's no possibility within the sequence of time, which is an invention of a distance that you find within your idea of location, that you were there just a moment ago. Practice. This is the entirety, the reasonableness, that there's always, wherever you find yourself, something else for you to see. But the practice of the decision that it's not this require fundamentally the certainty that you are responsible for what you're seeing. Now, that was downloaded as a memory that's over 3,000 years old. Trust me with that. What do I care? The manner in which I intend to assemble you within the idea of who I am can only be the recognition of that one over there. Listen, I'll try something with you. Since that power of decision from Claire, we have assembled in a sequence of light where you recognize yourself not in this framework, but in this framework. This is the arc of golden light that we spoke of as you increase the frequencies of vision that allow you to see that you're not this body, and that the reflection of light of any one body will turn out to be your own within the entire idea of the possibility of an association of form in a moment's recognition of participation in the chaos of the dark form that has now been corrected in the mistake that occurred that many thousands of years ago, because it's going to be yourself. It turned out to be you, and that's why you're so happy. Because you really wanted that responsibility. Or why would you possibly be here? You could not possibly be here for any reason as you look at the pain and the loneliness and the death that are all memories within you that you have not seen, that in each one of those memories was the idea of service, the idea of forgiveness, the idea of sharing, the idea of giving, the idea of loving in recognition of yourself, of yourself. And the love that I just felt for you over here. Now, here, I'll try something. When I felt that love over here, it was the same as the extension of the love that we're feeling for each other in this perimeter. Will you listen with me? Listen to the excitement in what's happened here. You're the Holy Son of God Himself. Here's your declaration of release from the bondage of this world. And here as well is all the world released with you. You don't see what you've done by giving to the world the role of jailer to the Son of God. What could it be but vicious and afraid and fearful of shadows and punitive and wild, lacking all reason and blind and insane with hate? This is you in this world. What have you done that this should be your world? What have you done that this is what you see? What have you done? You've denied your own identity, and this is what remains. You look on chaos and proclaim it as yourself. There is no sight that fails to witness this to you. There is no sound that does not speak of frailty within you and without, and no breath that you draw that does not seem to bring you near death. No hope that you can hold but will dissolve in tears, and you know it because you're denying your own identity. You deny your own identity, and you will not escape the madness, craziness, which induces this weird, unnatural, ghostly reflection of light that mocks creation and that laughs at everything around you in the admission that there's no alternative. Listen, you deny your own identity, and now I'm talking only to you. And you assail the universe all alone, without a friend. A tiny particle of dust against a legion of your enemy. You deny your identity, and you're going to look on evil, on sin, and on death, and watch despair snatch from your fingers every scrap of hope, leaving you nothing but the wish to die. And it leaves you nothing but the wish to die because you insist on playing that game that you want to recognize yourself within your own frame. What's occurring now, and I'm going to be with this in just a moment, are simply a new position in space-time where you are going to recognize a better reflection of yourself. And as you walk around, the recognition of yourself will be the recognition of you, are you listening? Because you are myself. All right. I have lost my fear of you in the recognition that you are what I am. Listen, listen. What's this? Identity of yourself, except a game that you play in which your own identity can be denied. You are as God created you, and all else but this one thing is ridiculous. In this one thought is everyone set free by your mind. In this one truth are all illusions gone. In this one fact is sinlessness proclaimed to be forever part of everything, the central core of its existence, and its guarantee of immortality. This is an idea, now look with me, an idea about yourself. You let today's idea that you're the Holy Son of God Himself take a place among your own thoughts, and you have risen far above the world and all the worldly thoughts that hold it prisoner. And from this place of safety and escape, you will return and set it free. For he who can accept his true identity is truly saved. And his salvation is the gift he gives to everyone, because he's very happy to see that he was responsible for it and can therefore share it with everyone in the world. One holy thought, one idea, and you're free. You are the Holy Son of God Himself. And with this holy thought, you learn as well that you have freed the world. You have no need to use it cruelly and then perceive the savage need in it. You set it free of the imprisonment of your own mind. And you will not see this devastating image of yourself walking the world in terror, with the world twisting in agony, look with me, in your dream sequence, because your fears have laid the mark of death upon its heart. Here we go. This is your way out of hell. The light has penetrated by this practice. I am the Holy Son of God Himself. I cannot suffer. I cannot be in pain. I cannot suffer loss, nor fail to do all that salvation asks me. Listen, you who perceive yourself as weak and frail, with futile hopes and devastated dreams, born but to die and to weep and suffer pain, you listen to me. All power is given unto you in earth and in heaven. There is nothing that you cannot do. You are playing the game of death, of being helpless, pitifully tied to disillusion in a world which shows you no mercy. Yet when you accord it mercy, will its mercy shine on you? Then let the Son of God awaken from his dream, and opening his holy eyes, return again to bless the world. In error it began, but it will end in the reflection of his holiness, and he will sleep no more and dream of death. Then join with me today. Your glory is the light that saves the world. Do not withhold salvation longer. Look upon the world and see the suffering there. Is not your heart willing to bring your weary brother rest? Until you can recognize yourself in the entirety of this association of time, which we are now going to conclude. Now, the reference of this idea of yourself in the new dream sequence that you have is going to be available to you. And the reason it's going to be available to you is because you're listening to it within the ideas you have about yourself. The key to salvation was ideas about anything in the universe never leave what they are. This is God's recognition of you in recognition of Himself, as you leave in a joyous recognition the love of that reflection of you that I'm now feeling. And we're gathering together in that memory, aren't we? Huh? There, will you turn and look with joy at that association of yourself? Welcome to the real world. Welcome to the awakening of that dream sequence. Never mind the world. The world was over a very long time ago. You are in a new frequency of light where you come into this idea just for this moment. Fall in love as I fell in love with you, in recognition that the power of decision of what I want to see about myself is mine to make, because the whole universe is waiting for me. I'm going to simply rise up, increase the frequencies, share a moment of the entirety of the joy of the love that I'm feeling for you, and leave this place with you, and leave with you now, because God, power of universe, is going with us, and this is a beautiful reflection of the light in which we have recognized each other individually in our mind as we share the release of what lasted just that moment in our mind. And we're home, where we belong, in a memory of where we have always been together. In heaven, together with you, God. Bless us in heaven, in the home where we belong together. Welcome home.